Hourihan with this next corner, and Niatanga's header has sailed in, and Barnsley lead. He got the jump there on Downing, did Lewin Niatanga, and Barnsley in front with 28 minutes gone. It's Walsall 0, Barnsley 1, Niatanga the scorer. Now there's a chance all of a sudden for Cook again, who's dispossessed Craney, square to Bradshaw. Yes, it's in the corner of the net, and the Saddlers have come from a goal down to lead by 2-1. And all three goals coming within the space of 5 minutes. Niatanga for Barnsley, but now Jordan Cook and Tom Bradshaw hitting double figures for the season. That's 10 for the campaign for him now. Walsall 2, Barnsley 1. Now there's a chance all of a sudden for Cook again, who's dispossessed Craney, square to Bradshaw. Yes, it's in the corner of the net, and the Saddlers have come from a goal down to lead by 2-1. And all three goals coming within the space of 5 minutes. Niatanga for Barnsley, but now Jordan Cook and Tom Bradshaw hitting double figures for the season. That's 10 for the campaign for him now. Walsall 2, Barnsley 1. Corner taken short. Sawyer's into the area. Here's Mansay trying to turn. Lays it off to Cook. And Cook has iced the cake. It's his second, deep in added time. And the Saddlers just one defeat now in the last 10. They're on the march up League 1. And looking good for their first ever Wembley appearance as well in the JPT. It's going to be a happy Christmas for the Ginger Mourinho. Walsall 3, Barnsley 1.
Well, Dean, well done. That was a hard-earned win in the end.
Yeah, it was a really hard-earned win. They've got some talented players and we always knew it was going to be tough. I don't think there was anything in the game. It was a bit of a flat game until they scored. You know, they got a block, worked a block from the corner, and the lads got a free header, and then we sparked a response from us, and, you know, Tom Bradshaw does what he does best and chased a ball that looked like it was going nowhere and ended up winning the corner, and we ended up scoring a fantastic strike from Jordan Cook from the corner. And from then on, I thought, you know, we played really well, and, you know, there's some parts of the game where I thought we was average in the second half where we was a little bit too deep and they had a lot of ball in there. Around the centre circle, but you know, we had to graft for that. We got the second goal with some great skill from Jordan Cook, and then taken really well by Tom Bradshaw as well. And you know, it was nice that we played out the game really well and got a good finish again for Jordan. So I'm really pleased for Jordan Cook. He gives him a big lift, scoring two goals and making one today, and you know, it gave the lads a big boost as well.
And that volley from the corner was some strike, wasn't it?
It was a great strike. Yeah. You know, laying a bit of claim to it because I was telling him to come off the post, and he done it, and he caught it superbly on the half volley, and you know, straight into the top corner, and it'll go up there with the top goals this season.
Obviously, in pre-season, he didn't have a full pre-season. He got that broken ankle, but now he's starting to show why you brought him to the club on a two-year contract.
He is. I mean, you know, early in the season when we first brought him in, some of the players were asking me how I'd got managed to get him on a two-year contract. They could see how talented he was, and you know, unfortunately, he had the broken ankle, but he's come back from that now. You know, the two goals will give him a big lift today, and the performance as well. He done really well at Tranmere until he got injured, cutting inside and getting a few shots away, and slipping in Tom Bradshaw as well early in the game. You know, it gives him a big boost, and he's a great lad to have around, never had any problem, works hard, and he's been rewarded now.
And resilience shown by the players having to come from a goal down today.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've done it in the week, and it just shows the belief in the players, in the character, that they believe they can go and win games now. And you know, we're on decent run of form, especially in the league. You know, I don't think we've been beaten since mid-October now. You know, at Crawley, so the performances have been matched by the results lately, and you know, it just helps us to build confidence and start climbing the league.
Yeah, just one defeat in 10 in all competitions. That was obviously at Shrewsbury in the FA Cup. You're in the top half of the table now, and a chance to push on in obviously what is always a very busy time of the year now.
Yeah, it is busy, and it's going to be tough as well, because we've got, you know, three of the strongest teams in this league coming up: Sheffield United, Swindon, and MK Dons are all doing really well. So it's a tough period, but you know, on form, I think we're right up there as well with anybody. And you know, I think we're a match for anyone, and we need to continue to put in performances like that.